We're here on News Radio KMAN talking with Kurt Herman, board president here for USD 383, Manhattan Ogden School Board. And first of all, congratulations on getting reelected here to the school board.
Well, thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it. And I think we're all winners today in this election. You know, the students and the teachers and the community all share in this. And I think the citizens have voted. I've elected a strong lineup of board members, and with two new board members joining us, I think we have an excellent team that'll for the Manhattan Ogden Board of Education.
What are you looking forward to here in your next term? I know you've been really heavily involved with the school bond.
Yes. Well, you know, I mean, and moving forward with the bond, but if things hold up, with the legislature and the the additional funding that we should be receiving over the next 3 to 4 years. I'm looking forward to looking at opportunities to expand some choices for our students, and really want to make sure that all of our students have access to equal educational opportunities everywhere in the district.
All right. Well, you're no stranger to running these elections. How does this differ here, running a re-election versus maybe coming on first time running?
Well, you know, that's a great question. You know, the first time I ran, I won by 9 votes. So it was very close. And it was a lot different that first time because, you know, even though I was involved with the district, but I had to do a lot of research, and I had to make sure that I was, you know, at least could, you know, was a somewhat of an expert on, you know, because there's lots of questions that come at you, and you never really know what you're going to get asked. But after 12 years on the board, I'm not going to say it was easy, but it was a lot. I think I'm informed, and I would say, you know, if really, if I'm not an expert by now after 12 years, I probably shouldn't be reelected. So, it was a lot. It's a lot different running for the third time. Or actually, this is my fourth time. So.
Okay. Well, you must enjoy public service.
I do, yes. I'm on the KSB Board of Directors also, which, you know, the Kansas Association of School Boards, and I received an achievement award from them last weekend. Because I've sat on that board for 7 years, and it certainly gives me a nice picture of what's going on all across the state. No matter what, how big the district is, we all have similar problems, and it's always interesting how everybody solves problems in different ways.
All right. Well, again, Kurt, we appreciate the time here tonight. Congratulations on another term, and we'll see you down the road.
Well, you bet. Thank you. And I will be on K-Man tomorrow, by the way. But I would like to say, too, though, if I may, that we're certainly really going to miss Dave Colburn and Leah Flyder on the board. They've been two excellent board members, and Dave's been a good mentor and a friend to me. But I'm confident that Kristen and Brandy will carry on all their good work. And I obviously will continue to do my part by throwing my heart and soul into the children of Manhattan and Ogden.